Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. In the NFL, there is no margin for error. As you know, one mistake can change the outcome of an entire game. That's the same thing about your life and making sure you get the proper sleep so you get done in your day exactly what you want, because you're focused and you have everything in order. And the people who can help you do that are our friends at Sleep Number. Their mission is to provide the players of the NFL and you with data and insights to optimize your sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. Don't just take my word for it. How about 95% of the Los Angeles Rams? They've got a Sleep Number bed. 80% of the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a Sleep Number bed. 90% of the Vikings have a Sleep Number bed. You should have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart. But it means the world of difference, because we can adjust our side of the bed to the exact firmness that we want and allows for working out or recovery. It's game changing. So if you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store right now. See your store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Rich Eisen Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present
the Rich Eisen Show
for your intellectual and philosophical pleasure
from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What taxes you the most?
The Red Sox offense is taxing me the most right now. They've scored a whopping 5 runs in the last 4 games.
Bregman does it again, and the Red Sox lead it 7-2.
Earlier on the show, Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. Actor Sam Jaeger. Coming up, WWE superstar Paul Heyman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. That's right. 1 week from today, we will be doing our first of 3 shows from Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of the National Football League draft. So we're excited about going there. You can join us by watching on the Roku Sports Channel or listening on this Infinity Sports Network radio affiliate, Sirius XM Odyssey. There's our YouTube channel as well for you to catch up on what we do here. Same thing with our podcast. All 3 hours are available. So if you missed the first 2 hours, great chat with Ashton Jeanty, who certainly should have a short night on a week from tomorrow night, on Thursday night of the first night of the NFL draft. He was on in hour number 1. The very engaging Sam Jaeger, actor from The Handmaid's Tale, the final season, available on Hulu, which is available right here on the Roku platform. Paul Heyman's about to join us.
Yeah.
Hey now.
The wise man.
Do I break out this book that you suggested I break out?
I think.
Oh, it's over there. It's over there. It's over there. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's worth a shot to bring it up.
The Jews in Sports?
Yeah, great Jews in Sports.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I figured it would come.
Maybe get a kick out of it.
Best received from you.
Okay.
You know.
And he once upon a time said he was going to walk out CM Punk if he was ever in the position that CM Punk will be in.
Long term storytelling, right there.
This very weekend for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If CM Punk ever made the main event,
he was going to walk that out.
And it looks like he's going to do it, despite Roman Reigns being his guy.
Interesting. He's not. And then there's a third man in here too. Yeah, Seth Rollins, friend of the show, and he's mad at everybody. Okay. So
lots to talk about with Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Paul's in it right now, bro. He's as much a man. Randy Savage once said he's unjustifiably in a position he'd rather not be in right now.
Do you think he's a gambler? Is Paul Heyman going to zoom in from the blackjack table?
I don't know. The wise man, he's pretty smart. He's good with his money.
Would that be against? It'd be against brand.
That would be incredible. He did post a picture of his room. I think he has like a pool in his. 25,000 square suite.
Does he have the hangover suite?
That would be.
It looked like it.
Did he really post this photo?
He posted it.
I'll send it to the guys at home because I want to ask him. If he's zooming in from there, I want a tour.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, right?
No.
Is that a Rain Man line?
No, that's a hangover.
Is it pager friendly?
Is this place pager friendly?
That was on last night, actually. I watched that.
Fantastic. So, Paul's going to be joining us shortly. Listen, you get information everywhere for the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere there's information. Just got to look for it. Got to know what it looks like when you see it.
Tua put his house up for sale.
You
know what I mean?
Should I mention I got a text from Josh Gad yesterday wondering if the Dolphins are trying to lose every game. I don't think he's terribly happy hearing the news that Jalen Ramsey's parting ways of the team with him and he with them and whatever. But
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
But maybe it's just Tua, like what, suddenly they're going to draft Dylan Gabriel and Tua having been signed for $50 million a year is putting his house on the market. Maybe he just doesn't want to live there anymore.
Zach Wilson is there.
Maybe he doesn't want to live. Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. Oh, sure.
Tax-free state.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Zach Wilson has, in fact, a history of causing people to have to sell their houses. I think you know where I'm going.
That's fair.
Okay? He has, in many ways, yada, 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 caused people to call a real estate agent. Okay?
It's not new to him, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying that there's history. But you just got to look. You got to look in places. There are conventional places to look, like press conferences, or somebody playing Fortnite publicly. Like Cameron Ward, as he is being called by the National Football League, is one of the 17 players who's going to be at the draft next Thursday night. So we're all expecting an early night for him. He's playing Fortnite, and people are watching, right? Is he twitching? Is that
he's streaming.
Okay, he's streaming Fortnite. People are watching Cam Ward play Fortnite while answering questions. He was asked who his favorite receivers in the National Football League are, and I'm wondering if you can pick up the theme from his answer.
So you already said Ridley, Jamar, Justin, and then for my last one, Treylon Burks. AJ Brown's a dog, but he's not Calvin Ridley. My top four running backs in the league right now: Tony Pollard, Spears.
Okay. I don't know if he had the depth chart open.
Just fell off there. Oh, interesting. Treylon Burks, top four receiver.
Who do they
write that down for fantasy?
What do they all have in common?
Let me just write that down real quick.
What do those players all have in common?
They all play together, right?
Let me just see. I'll go to the internet to check this out because I just want to be accurate. Let me see here because I see he didn't mention Julius Chestnut.
No?
As his one of his running backs or Jabari Small.
Oh, man.
That would have been the fourth one. I'm just reading from the depth chart of the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, the Tennessee Titans.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know.
Right.
He's going first overall, guys.
Seems like he's been told as much.
I mean, that's it. He's just chilling. I mean, we talked to Ashton Gentry earlier, right?
Great.
We had Malachi Starks on Monday. Mm-hmm. The one running theme of every single one of these prospects that we've been talking to in the last week, they are all, as a phrase that Susie and I use with our kids, is nervous-sighted.
Nervous and excited.
That's correct.
Okay.
They're nervous-sighted. You could see it. Like they want it to be over. Yeah. The whole idea of where am I going? How does this affect my life? Where am I going to have to buy a home or real estate or a lease or what have you? Who's going to be my coach? Who's going to be my
teammates?
It just hangs over everyone, and it's not their choice.
Nope.
And it is a lack of control that can be unnerving, but also exciting. Nervous-sighted. Cam Ward sounds not at all nervous. He's just excited. And it's clear he's going to be number one overall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll have the conversation that I think people are having trouble wrapping their arms around Cam Ward being number one overall for various reasons. One, maybe because Will Levis wasn't You know, I know they were number one overall on the clock for a reason, but, I mean, Will did show some flashes. And like, you're looking at Cam Warden say, the only reason why you take a quarterback number one overall is because you know for sure he is the man and that is it. And we are ripping the knob off and his ceiling is so huge we cannot turn it down. And I don't think anybody watched Miami football all last year thinking that that was it, except for his amazing comebacks that everyone was just
right
tweeting about or posting about on Thursday nights when Miami played those days. Right? Your Syracuse Orange knocked them the heck out.
Knocked them out of the playoff.
I mean, Kyle McCord had a better day than this guy in the final day of the year.
Sure did.
And then all we were talking about Cam Ward was him just oddly playing only one half of bowl game football. But enough homework has been done, and the Tennessee Titans are no dummies, and they're going to go for him. And a lot of people are wondering if that is the surefire thing and or not. And I guess we will find out week one when the Titans take on who knows. Because he's going to be a week one starter. They're just going to throw him right in the mix, and Will Levis is going to have to deal with it. Now, they can make whatever bones they want to talk about that there's going to be a competition if that's the way they choose it. We all know last year, Eberflus was like, what competition?
Eberflus. And that was a smart thing to do.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
So that's the way it's going to be. And then comes the number two overall pick in Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. And listen, the Browns could add Abdul Carter to Myles Garrett and say, good luck.
Good luck.
Oh, man.
Scary.
But that also doesn't allow them to add a wide receiver and cornerback to their rooms, plural, because that's what Travis Hunter says he wants to do. That's more draft information we found out. You can find out straight from the player's mouth. Now, this doesn't indicate who he's going to play for in the way that we saw Cam Ward talk about it on his Fortnite feed, listing all of the Tennessee Titans' depth chart as his favorite receivers and running backs in the league. Travis Hunter, in an interview, gave this pre-draft information that basically says if you don't play him on both sides of the ball, he's not going to play. Idea of focusing on only one position, quote, it's what it would mean for him, it means never playing football again. I've been doing it my whole life. I love being on the football field. I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I really enjoy doing it. I feel very confident in myself. I competitive spirit. I put my mind to it. I feel like I can do it. And by the way, you bet. You bet, courtesy of CBS Sports. You bet. If you get him and you don't play him on both sides of the ball, you, and I very rarely say this, are a moron.
You called Mike a moron the other day.
Honestly,
I am.
No, I don't usually call NFL evaluators or coaches or whomever. You're a moron.
I'm different.
He's that good on both sides of the ball, and let's see how long he can do it.
Right?
The truth.
He's a young buck. Let's see how long he can do it. And at one point in his career, he will know he can't do it physically. I'll never forget this. Rod Woodson on NFL Total Access. Sitting with him, we had a young stud pass rusher, Sean Merriman of the San Diego Chargers at the time.
Lights out.
Came on and, you know, lights out. That was his nickname. And what he would do after he sacked is he would just jump up and down, like, you know, stamp his feet while making a motion with one hand on rubbing his inside of his forearm because he had a tattoo of a light switch.
Yeah.
And he was turning it on and off. Lights out, lights out, lights out. Rod Woodson looked at him and said, hey, man, at some point, you're going to have to give that one up. On the air. And Sean was like some young buck saying, what are you talking about? You know, like respecting Rod. Like, what are you talking about? And Rod will go, you will just be of a certain age where you'll just be dog tired after sacking somebody and running around all day. And you will not have the energy to do that. And I'll never forget that moment. Rod looks at this celebration, and he goes, you're going to have to cut that out at some point. Because at some point, you're just going to be an older man, dog-ass tired, without any energy for that sort of thing. You know? And that's the way I look at Travis Hunter. At some point, he will look at that two-way thing, and he'll end up having to
pick one
side over the other. Maybe, you know, dab a little bit, have a Bo Jackson hobby on one side of the ball. But right now, he should say such a thing. I don't want to play football if you don't want to play me on both sides of the ball. Because guess what? I don't want to play for a moron. That's what he's leaving out.
That's what he's sort of saying.
Now then, you can also get draft information from a press conference. And we got one from Joe Shane, general manager of the New York Football Giants, saying things into a microphone not captured by NFL Films cameras behind the scenes. First up, is he going to draft a quarterback third overall? What's up with Shedeur Sanders? Joe Shane, his answer?
With the signing of those two players, I think we put ourselves in a position where, you know, I don't think that's mandatory or something that we're, you know, our feet to the fire and we have to do. You know, I think the two guys we signed have played a lot of ball. They've got a lot of skins on the wall, and I do think we've upgraded that room, you know, compared to where it was a year ago. I like the two guys that we have, and, you know, Tommy's still in there, and he's won games for us too, and he's still developing, you know, so we're happy with the makeup of the room right now.
I don't blame him for saying that. Do you blame him for saying that? I know Giant fans are not like they were clamoring for Russ or Jameis, but the whole point of this thing is, though, is how much of patience is left in the tank in the ownership suite. I mean, that is essentially everything that rules over the Giants. And I know John Mara is not going to be one of those guys that's going to, his patience looms over the team in such a way that it would affect decisions now or wins and losses in the fall. He doesn't want to be that guy. But keeping the general manager and the coach intact, that definitely lends to this question that keeps being asked about the Giants and how they're going to conduct their business this year. Would they really go into this draft and not get a quarterback in the first round for a second straight year and go in a different direction and hope that it leads to enough wins that they can find a quarterback of the future down the road? Because neither of these guys appears to be the quarterback of the future of the Giants when the rest of the division has somebody like Dak making $60 million a year. And there's Jalen Hurts, who's on the Time 100 list as of today as the reigning MVP of the Super Bowl, and then Jaden Daniels being the unicorn, you're going to just go Russ and Jameis. Well, I mean, you can if you get one maybe later on in other rounds or next year, if you're lucky enough to be around long enough that they've shown enough gumption this year. That's what's hanging over this. But I understand saying they haven't proved the room, don't you think? Isn't Jameis and Russ better than Daniel Jones and Drew Lock? Wouldn't you agree with that?
I would think so.
Wouldn't you think so? Yeah. No? Russ? How about Russ and Daniel Jones are a wash? Jameis is better than Drew Lock.
Okay.
Next up, what about Travis Hunter? He's sitting there third overall. Joe?
Travis is a unique individual. You know, again, Dave said it at the owner's meeting. You got to watch a lot of plays on him. So he's fun to watch. It's unique that you know, the ball skills, the route ability, and then also the ability to go the other side and, you know, play corner. Like, you just don't see that very often. You know, a lot of times if these guys can't catch or they can't play receiver, then they get moved to DB. But, you know, this guy can do it all. So
most people around the league seem to say, like, he has all-world potential at corner. He also has all-world potential at receiver. I mean, do you share that boat where he can be that good at both spots?
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt the kid. I mean, he's that type of athlete, and he's had that type of production. I mean, it's insane the amount of snaps he played, amount of snaps he plays a game, doesn't sit down, you know, goes over, gets a drink of water, and gets back out on the field. So he's got that type of athleticism. He's got the right mindset. He's a great kid, so I wouldn't doubt him.
Hit it, Mike.
What were they really thinking?
The two words I want to hear 15 minutes into the draft out of Roger Goodell's mouth are Abdul and Carter. That's it. I want to hear Abdul Carter going second overall. I'm serious. And I don't, and you know, guys, I would be watching Big Ten football. I come in here, right? What was the name I was saying to you guys all year long, pretty much every Monday, talking about watching Big Ten football? Who was I telling you about? Not like I was the only one, but seriously, no, right?
11.
Abdul Carter. Yep.
Yeah.
I was telling you, Mr. Penn State, dude, you know, that I facts. Seconded your emotions.
Facts.
Okay? And dude, that he looks like the 11.
Of the 11s of old.
You get, right.
You know? Hey, yep.
The Arringtons.
Giants will take Travis Parsons. Hunter every day of the week. Put him on Broadway. Get out of here.
Oof.
Get out of here. Hey, Russ. Hey, Jameis. Hey, maybe second round draft choice at quarterback. That's Malik Nabers. That's Travis Hunter. Oh, and hey, on defense, you know, the front end that's sacking everybody that we got tons of Pro Bowl players on. All right, you're going to have a little bit more time to go hunt because that kid on the back end. Two-way player in New York City for the New York Football Giants taking on the rest of the NFC East. Oh, okay. Sold. Lastly, what about trading the pick? Joe Shane, your answer to that.
Yeah, we'll be open to all options. I mean, those type of strategy sessions have been ongoing and, you know, talking through different scenarios. So, yeah, we're always going to be open to, you know, either or of those scenarios.
Have you received a lot of interest from teams looking to trade up?
We've received some calls. Yeah, we've received some calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, you know how locked in he is? He could have easily said, that's somebody calling right now for the third overall pick. Whole room would have laughed.
Would have been hilarious.
Would have been a laugh line.
Would have been great.
But he's too locked in. It's too close to the draft. This is too big. It's too serious. Yeah. Oh, that's somebody calling right now.
No joking.
Especially for him.
Who's calling? Who would be calling the Giants for third overall pick? Because somebody wants Abdul Carter that bad? Is that what it is? Could it be you wanting to move up one spot?
Who would be calling?
I don't know. Who would be calling? That's the whole, like, I don't see it. I don't get it. Just in case Travis Hunter falls and the Giants are like, nah, we won't take this unicorn player. We don't need the splash here in New York City. We just don't.
Saints, Jets, quarterback for a quarterback.
Jets. I don't know. Okay.
The Jets.
I don't know.
I guess I shouldn't poo-poo
you
it.
You can't laugh.
I shouldn't just dismiss it.
Someone in the top 10, other teams outside of that, that's a little much to call it. You're giving up a lot to move to 3. If you're Dallas
and the Giants aren't doing that thing. So.
No, right? They wouldn't.
San Francisco trying to move up.
I don't know. I'm good for him. I would let everybody know I'm open for business too. I'm just saying it's more likely there's no trades in the top 10 than there is.
Seems
right
like
now. It. Kind of feeling it. Kind of sensing it. Kind of getting it.
Seems like it.
Well, that's your draft update. Ooh. You find things out. When you ask direct questions in a press conference, or you read it in an article, or you're watching Fortnite on Twitch. Thanks to everyone else for doing that on my behalf.
Yeah, that was awesome.
By the way, thank you. Thanks for
Treylon Burks, top 4 wide receiver.
There you go. Yeah.
Remembering that for fantasy, TJ.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if I can agree.
You
with
know what
that.
I mean?
Right. But that's straight out of the annals of Tyreek Hill saying, I'm playing with Patrick Mahomes here in Miami.
Who put his house up for sale.
Am I reading the charts?
Okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll find out what's up with Paul Heyman when we return right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's WrestleMania
let's
week.
Go.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for Lonatool. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So It's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, our friend Paul Heyman's setting up his camera right now, getting ready to join us. Our radio audience will rejoin us in just a few minutes' time. Maybe we should bring him in right now. He's still setting up. What's that he's doing? You there, Paul?
Hey, looks pretty good.
The great Paul Heyman there.
Good morning.
Good to see you, Paul. How are you?
Pleasure's all mine. Oh, I'm WrestleMania week. How are you?
I'm great, man. real quick, before we get started, I don't know if you could see the headline on this book, Great Jews in Sports. I looked in here. I don't see you, Paul. What's going on, man? What the heck?
What do you mean? That's great Jews, plural, not greatest Jew. Ask the direct question, get a direct answer.
I mean, I don't know. See, I just, we knew that setting you up would be like a spinning curveball in the zone to the Bambino. And, and we just didn't know what the answer would be, how far the home run would go, you know?
No, straight out of the ballpark, right across the Grand Concourse, all the way to Rochambeau Avenue in the Bronx.
That's it, man. Tape measure shot. A tape measure shot from the Hall of Famer to kick things off. Yeah, I mean, I had this book. My parents gave me this book when I started the show. And I'm like, I don't know when I'm ever going to use it. So anytime that, I have a fellow member of the tribe, I figured I'd bust it out, Paul. You know what I mean?
Mazel tov.
Other than Goldberg and you, am I missing anybody in the history of wrestling from the tribe?
Hey, you know, it's funny because within this industry, the tribe that I'm most concerned of resides on the island of relevancy where we don't have that many synagogues. So besides the acknowledgement and the worship of the tribal chief,
yes.
At the moment, I'm not really paying attention, especially on Friday nights, as to who is not observing the Sabbath to appear on SmackDown.
Is that the answer you were hoping for, TJ?
As a producer, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Heyman. Fantastic. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. All one big happy family. The WWE superstar, the wise man himself, one of our favorites, Paul Heyman, in advance of WrestleMania 41, taking place this very weekend at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Streaming in the U.S. on Peacock, everywhere else on Netflix. The great Paul Heyman is here.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm a blessed man. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm just looking around. Are you in the hangover suite, Paul? Like, what the heck? What's happening here in Vegas? What do you got? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa.
Is that a baby grand piano in your hotel accommodations, Paul? Is it really?
Yeah, and if I would actually take you on a tour of this thing, you'd see a swimming pool, a gym, a whirlpool hot tub, and then there's the second floor.
Wrestling has been very, very good to you, sir. Very, very good to you.
It's been very good to me, sir. And in all candor, I've been very good to life.
It is a two-way street. Man, WrestleMania in Vegas, WrestleMania 41. Is it true your first was WrestleMania 17, Paul? Was that your first?
Well, my first WrestleMania 17, I was a commentator with Jim Ross.
Okay.
And so that was my first appearance at a WrestleMania. I was not in anybody's corner at WrestleMania. I was never with Brock Lesnar in Brock Lesnar's corner during our first run in WWE together. My first appearance in someone's corner at WrestleMania, as irony would have it, was with CM Punk in 2013 in MetLife Stadium against The Undertaker, of all people. And the very next match, I was back out at the ring with Brock Lesnar against, of all people, Triple H. So all these historical figures kind of tie into each other when you look at the interwoven stories that are being told right now in front of your eyes on television. Those were my WrestleMania debuts.
Well, speaking of stories and weaving and bedfellows, Paul, you once upon a time famously told CM Punk that you would walk him in if he made a main event at this event. And sure enough, he is doing so. But there's Roman Reigns, your guy, and there's also Seth Rollins. Are you going to walk CM Punk in this very weekend, Paul? You going to do it?
Absolutely. I will live up to my promise to CM Punk. I will live up to my promise to my best friend in the world, CM Punk. I will be loyal to my best friend in the world, CM Punk, which does not mean I'm going to be disloyal to my tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Okay, so how does one split this baby, Paul? I mean, what do we do?
I mean, listen, he's one of my people. I'm allowed to say this. I don't believe that whole story about splitting the baby was Solomon showing wisdom. So the wise man, I understand wisdom. But what Solomon did was petulant. Solomon was not sitting there and the two women bring in the baby and they say, this one is my baby. I'm not, this one is my baby. I exact me. Come on, King Solomon. And he sits there and says, God will cut the baby in half. And of course, the real mother says, no, give it to her. I was lying. You must be the real mother. That's not what it was. Solomon was sitting there. One woman comes in. She goes, Solomon, this is my baby. I want the baby. Give me the baby. The other woman comes in. She goes, no. She's my baby. Give me the baby. And Solomon goes, I don't want to hear this. Cut the baby in half. Give half to each. That's what happened. So I will be more than Solomonic in my wisdom in how to balance these two dueling loyalties.
Okay.
To both my tribal chief Roman Reigns and my best friend in the world, CM Punk.
Okay.
I can just see, by the way, the headlines now.
While making it sound like it's a Mel Brooks movie, Paul, I mean, that sounded like a very interesting reenactment of an age-old story. But I guess one last swing at this one. Is Roman Reigns pissed? Is he really pissed, Paul?
Speak for Roman Reigns' love for his wise man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is loyalty and love and appreciation if it's not demonstrated with great passion and at times a jealous possessiveness of those that you love? If your son were to look at another man who has coached him through a tough time and said, he's like a second dad to me. I guarantee you, you want to sit there and go, well, I'm happy for you, son. I'm glad you look at two men in life as your father. You sit there and go, Sam, he's your father, I'm your father. Consider him an uncle or a mentor or a guide or a rabbi or a priest or a shaman. But you wouldn't want someone else to be considered a second dad. Roman Reigns' love for his wise man is not confined to everybody can have the wisdom of the wise man. Roman Reigns' love for his wise man is possessive. He loves me that much. He appreciates my wisdom that much. And who could blame him? Because my wisdom is worth it. So, of course, Roman Reigns is pissed. I want him to be pissed. I would be disappointed in the man if he wasn't pissed, if he wasn't upset, if he wasn't a bit jealous or envious or possessive.
Fantastic way, TJ, man, to set up, right? The main event. What do you think?
Fantastic way. And then, you know, you had to follow this man on a microphone, which is very tough. Wise man, hello. Good to see you. I was comparing you to the Macho Man Randy Savage earlier when I said right now you're unjustifiably in a position that you'd rather not be in, having to maybe choose between Roman and CM Punk. I'm not going to ask you what your plans are, but I do have a question. On Tuesday, after this weekend, after WrestleMania Night 1 and 2, and after Monday Night Raw, what are wrestling fans going to be talking about on Tuesday morning?
the comparison of Paul Heyman to the Macho Man Randy Savage. I think you just stole the weekend from everybody. And I applaud you, sir, for your brilliant question. It was almost Heyman-esque in its wisdom and application of the logic involved.
Boy, TJ.
That's why he's one of the hosts of No Contest Wrestling with O'Shea Jackson Jr., that's for sure. But
I have nothing else to say because I can't follow this up with anything, so mazel tov.
Zygazun to you too as well, sir.
So what will they be talking about Tuesday? Other than that, Paul, what's your sage view here on that?
The trajectory to WrestleMania 42.
Okay.
And how Paul Heyman fits into that equation
of
as well.
Of course, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you do in Vegas? Paul, what's Paul Heyman doing? What does a Vegas week look like for Paul Heyman, WWE Superstar?
Pretty much prepare for the Rich Eisen show, and
you,
then
sir.
I celebrate my participation in such afterwards.
do you hit a table, Paul?
No.
You don't do that? You don't do that sort of thing?
Not interested in gambling at a casino. I'd be far more interested in owning a casino.
Attaboy. I like it. Well,
I like that.
It's like I don't go to events. I produce or present or write or perform in events. I don't know how to be a bystander. I don't know how to sit in the crowd. I just it's not how I'm wired. Because I'm at a blackjack table, I'm sitting there trying to figure out, wow, how do you own this thing? How do you market this thing? How do you present this thing? How do I pull from those who pull from the masses?
Mm-hmm. So when was the first time you ever went to Vegas? Did you see a show? Like what about that, Paul? Give me that one.
I don't know the first time I ever came to, arrived in Las Vegas. I really don't remember that. I know that I was performing here at the Tropicana with Vern Gagne's AWA when I was 21 years old.
What were you doing? What were you performing?
I was Paulie Dangerously managing the original Midnight Express on ESPN.
Wow. Paulie Dangerously, huh?
Like carrying the Zach Morris brick phone that we have in front of Del Tufo.
Okay,
right now.
I like it. All right.
Now, why do they call it the Zach Morris brick phone?
It should be the Paulie Dangerously phone.
Yes, because that prick stole it from me. Come on. I mean, how many times has the entertainment business stolen from me? And then, the Zach Morris brick phone. Now, if you want to call it the Gordon Gekko brick phone,
yes.
I like that character so much. I'll give him the credit on it. But the Zach Morris, saved by the freaking bell. This goes back to 1994 when I changed the name of ECW from Eastern Championship Wrestling to Extreme Championship Wrestling. And 6 months later, Extreme was just in vogue all over the world. Extreme Taco Bell, Extreme Whopper, Extreme Big Mac, Extreme Ford Truck, Extreme Chrysler Pontiac, blah, 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 blah. Then in 2013, 2014, when Brock Lesnar conquered the streak, eat, sleep, conquer, repeat. And nobody had heard of that phrase before. And within a year, everywhere you went, eat, sleep, blank, repeat, and it's still going on to this day. And now it even goes back to all the way back then when I was the only person in movies, television, music, any form of entertainment or sports that had a phone on me 24/7, where people would even say to me, "You carry a phone 24/7? Why do you do that?" There it is, right?
Yeah, I've had this is my real phone. Like, this was my phone. These are the best.
People would say to me, "Nobody walks around with a phone 24/7, 365. And I sat there and said, "Listen, this is not a prediction. It's a spoiler. This is the future, and I'm ahead of the curve." And of course I was.
Yes.
And I had the big brick phone. And now, here we are decades later. Is it the Paul Heyman brick phone? Is it the Paulie Dangerously brick phone? It's the Zach Morris. And you know what? I didn't even give him the credit. So why do we give him any credit as a man to begin with?
Well, you'll be then pleased to know, Paul, not just this is a flex for us as well, but the one that we are...
He did back Elizabeth Berkley?
No. That I can confirm that. But the phone that is being held up is in fact signed by Michael Douglas as Gordon Gekko, mm-hmm, when he appeared on this program, because you and I share a similar thing other than just being great Jews in sports. We only know one way to do things, Paul. You know what I'm saying? You and I. Only one way. We know how to do it.
Says number one or not at all.
That's correct.
Because in the dog race of life, if you're not number one, the view is all the same.
And then if I'm not mistaken, the artist formerly known as Paul E. Dangerously, who was ahead of his time with a brick phone, you are also the host of the all-new 2K Showcase, if I'm not mistaken. 21st century style, correct?
What's
why don't I give you the floor on this, Paul?
Well, 2K Sports, in their infinite wisdom, reached out not only to your tribal chief, but also to your wise man to be on the cover of WWE 2K25. They also had us on the cover of the special Bloodline edition of WWE 2K25. And then they have had me do a whole bunch of media that no one from the sports entertainment industry has done before. So massive credit to the expansionist concept in the marketing of WWE 2K25 to not just limit us to media that typically covers wrestling or media like yours that only covers the very, very top end of this industry, but to expand us into other genres and avenues of media and publicity that had before never touched the subject, even if it's video games, even if it's a multi-billion dollar video game, that had never touched the subject before, even though in some ways it was worthy, but never worthier, or it's not a word. I correct my own grammar. I ask my mother for forgiveness. More worthy than when Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman are on the cover of the game.
The all-new 2K Showcase. There's that. And then, of course, WrestleMania 41 Saturday and Sunday at Allegiant Stadium, and the event streams live in the U.S. on Peacock, everywhere else on Netflix. And you have this room for five nights, huh? This is impressive. I mean, my God.
I said I'm leaving.
Were they going to kick him out?
You know, I don't know if you noticed this.
Yes.
And by the way, yes. I will go public with this.
Please.
I owe you an appearance there live in your studio.
Yes,
I
sir.
Do.
Okay, thank
I
you.
Do. It's a debt. It is, oh God, I can't believe I'm promising another one, a favor that I owe you, sir.
Okay.
And as you see, I go out of my way, as in the WrestleMania main event this Saturday,
yes,
to repay favors, even when they're at great personal cost to me.
He's a man of his word.
So number one, I owe you an in-studio appearance, and I assure you, I will be repaying you that at some point.
Thank you.
Whether it's in the calendar year of 2025, I don't know if I'm leaving this suite anytime this year.
I don't know. I just don't want it to take 13 years like it has for CM Punk. That's all. I just don't want it to some human born now gets bar mitzvahed before you actually come here, Paul. That's
Chicago
all.
Chicago boy, aren't you?
I'm a New Yorker. But speaking of Chicago. It's all good. Speaking of Chicago.
We're only 880 miles away from Chicago. I can sell you as like a neighbor to CM Punk.
It's all good. No problem. Somebody from Iowa, who you know very well, who you'll be seeing this weekend, Seth Rollins is going to guest host this show later on this summer. I offered him a spot. He said he was doing it, and he's a man of his word as well. So this is a friendly place. Is what I am saying.
He may have some time off after this Saturday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Heyman, or Rich,
maybe Paul comes to the studio and visits Seth. We don't know.
No. That's Seth can book his own show.
That's true.
Seth can book his own program.
That's true.
Good to see you, Paul Heyman. Thanks again.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me, sir.
Right back at you, ladies and gentlemen. WrestleMania 41. Heyman Hustle himself Heyman Hustle on Twitter, Paul Heyman on Instagram, and of course the wise man around the rest of the world right here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Rain Man / Hangover Suite. My God.
The Paulie Dangerously.
How about that? He said there's a pool, there's a piano, and then there's a second floor.
There's a second floor.
My God. That man is
He's amazing.
One
amazing guy. One of a kind.
Of one.
No doubt.
And a Hall of Famer. Love chatting with him.
The
and
greatest
it was awesome.
Jew, he said.
Yeah.
Ah.
that just might be the new, edition?
The updated version.
Great Jews in Sports. You can see how old it is right here. It's tearing. At any rate, long story short, that was a blast.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
One of the items that we have here on our set that's never shown on television is I got a book over there, Great Jews in Sports. Would you autograph that book for me?
It's a little tiny. It's a little pamphlet.
You want it, but no, it's not a pamphlet. It is a thick ass book. Okay, it is significant because it's about the history of the entirety of sports in America. Okay, so we go back. Yeah, it's we buried it. Why do we have the Great Jews in Sports book completely buried on the on our set?
I mean, it's got its own spot. Everything here has its place.
There it is. There it is.
It's way in the back.
Howard Cosell, it looks like, is on the front cover.
I'm an inductee in the Southern California Jewish Sports Hall of Fame.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wait, the best part about this is it's revised and updated with an introduction by Red Auerbach.
Hey, he's one of the greatest Jews in sports right there.
This book cannot be this thick. It has a lot of pictures in it, man. Max Freeman, Pioneer of Basketball.
Turn it all the way to the back. How many pages is there? What the book ends on what page?
The Maccabee games are back here. Okay.
Yeah. The book ends, what's the last number?
Right 331.
There. 331 pages. Jeff Schwartz is going to autograph my copy of Great Jews in Sports.
This is an amazing book. I didn't know this thing existed.
There you go. Star of David. Have you ever signed?
I've never
here, signed. Hold on. Give me the book and I'll hold it up here.
I've signed a lot of things.
Hey, let's see what this looks like.
I signed a toilet seat one time. I signed a
toaster oven. What do you mean, hold on? You signed a toilet seat?
Yeah, at Oregon, we had this like the big day where everyone comes and signs things. And some guy brought a toilet seat one year and then brought a toaster the next year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Do you know who you and your brother were the first Jewish brothers to play in the NFL since? Do you know that?
1923. It's in my book, Imai Schwartz. It's like the start of the book.
Do you know the name of the? Do you know their names?
Yeah, it was the Friedman brothers, right?
No.
Oh no, not the Friedman brothers. Not
Benny Friedman, who by the way went University of Michigan, father of the modern pass.
I should know this.
I'll give you Ralph and Arnold.
Yeah, I should.
Horween,
yeah. I used to know.
Horween brothers.
I should know that. It's in my book. But yeah, that's I do know.
Ralph was an All-American at Harvard. Oh, his mother must have been so proud.
Yes. God bless.
Won the 1920 Rose Bowl. Played under the alias of Ralph McMahon, an Irish name. What the hell? Are there Horweens in the book?
I just went to local Oregon. Jeez.
Arnold played four seasons for Racine Chicago Cardinals with his brother. Let me look it up.
Hold on a minute.
Here we go. Here we go. Hold on a minute. Are they in here? The Horweens are not in here.
Or are they under the Irish name?
Red Holtz. We've got to look under McMahon just in case they put the Irish alias in here. Nope.
Oh.
But Red Holtzman's in here.
Hi, YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for all of the times I've busted out the Great Jews in Sports book. You know who signed it? Edelman signed it. this guy signed it, and Mitchell, both Schwartz has signed it, and Breggy. Your guy Breggy signed
Breggy.
It.
Let me Breggy. See.
I don't have it on me anymore.
He might have been the first one.
He might have been. Yeah, he signed it Alex Bregman, though, so I don't know who Breggy is.
Yeah.
Did you get two Schwartz for the price of one?
Let me ask you this
question. Such a hater.
You can't call somebody new to the team by their nickname within the first 2 weeks of them joining the team.
Well, right. when he's raking like he is, yes, you can.
He wasn't raking.
Are you wearing his jersey, too?
Not yet.
Thank you, Mike Hoskins.
What? What did he say?
He's on my team.
Oh, he agreed?
Team Brockman.
Can you get started?
All right, well, Hoskins is the voice of reason around here.
Thank you.
He's the adult in the room. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Granger with supplies and solutions for your industry. Granger has the right product for you. I know you can
call,
do the read too soon.
Com or just stop by.
Right, call clickgranger.com or just stop by.
Cooper does it when we drive in the car. He's like, Mom, for supplies and solutions, call clickgranger.com or
that dude
just stop by.
Who sent in the video doing you needs to update it.
Yeah. That was really
with
good.
The Granger read.
You know what? Just because we've got sponsors who are loyal doesn't mean I should be made fun of for doing my job.
No,
well, there's that.
For doing my job.
I don't think anyone's making fun of
it. If you need supplies and solutions, call clickgranger.com or just stop by.
All right. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping beside you. Every Hyundai offers available class-exclusive advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 130 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai's always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. IIHS Top Safety Awards include Top Safety Pick and Top Safety Pick Plus awards to Hyundai vehicles from 06 to 2025.
By the way, Coop's also super into the Hyundai. Every time we go buy one, he's like, Mom, that would be a good car for me. Mom, would that be a good car for me?
Thank goodness he's only 14.
Also, if you're distracted because you're listening to Steely Dan, and you're in, that you're, then you really need the Hyundai autocorrect. But if you're distracted driving down the road because you're listening to the worst music in the history of music, then you should just get off the road.
Wow. Is that what we're talking about on Women's Sports Now?
Yeah. On Women's Sports Now, we're going to tackle Steely Dan and why is it just the worst music known to men. No, we're going to talk WNBA draft. Thank you.
There you
much.
Go.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're going to break it down.
You should have TJ on Women's Sports Now to break down the WNBA draft, and we could figure out which ones need a restraining order.
TJ, Rakia is in the studio next week. Do you want to come in?
Oh, work?
Rakia Jackson from the Sparks. I mean, she is in studio. She did the red carpet, you know, at the WNBA draft. She
suddenly
is absolutely gorgeous.
Suddenly not going to be in Green Bay now, huh?
I don't need to go to Green Bay to be honest.
We actually, between you and me, we decided to do it while TJ was out of town, just in case he had, like, a heart attack or a meltdown, because she's tall.
I'm saying, Rich, do you really need me in Green Bay? Not really.
Okay.
And also, by the way, put out the best tweet ever. She's like, oh, Lord, please don't let me be the first person to get dunked on when Dominic Malonga was drafted France, because that girl puts up a nasty dunk.
Okay. And by the way, tell that to Shaq, the first ever guest on Women's Sports Now, who said he wanted to lower the rims.
I know.
See, I watch the show.
You do?
Yeah.
Thanks. You can watch it right here on Roku channel, too.
That's right. Yes, you can.
That's my promo.
You can. Right here on Roku.
It's free. It's there. Sometimes we're on the home screen, which is very cool.
It's free. Yep. It's free. It's there. It's on the home screen.
It's always on the home screen.
It's always on the home screen. Our friend Ryan has given us really nice love on the home screen, but we just super appreciate anybody stopping by to check it out. It's Colleen Wolf. It is myself. It's Renee Montgomery. And the smarter of the two, Sarah Chiana. But whatever.
Who's the other one that you're referring to?
Smarter of two.
Which two?
Yeah, that guy.
Which two?
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know what that means.
Breggy's guy.
Breggy's guy. Brocky.
It's Cage's mom.
Alex, we should have Alex Bregman on the show, and I'll introduce him to Brock Shady.
I think he'd love that.
Shady.
Hey, he refers to him. I just met you, but let me refer to you as Brock Shady. That's not weird at all.
You guys, you do remember when Rich basically made a fool of himself with
With Mattingly?
Don Mattingly.
Donnie Baseball!
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.